This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We combined. Dell, look at Dell producing a show. Well done, sir. We're all the way till the bottom of the hour here. No Dana Holgorsen this week. They had to cancel the game because of the COVID
cancellations as of yesterday, and we're going to see if there's more. There is a chance now that there will be a shutdown to a season at some point.
I don't believe that. I don't think so.
They're talking about it. Because at some point they got to have enough people playing. At some point it's got to slow down. The main thing is getting the college football playoff. So that's the key is getting enough games to get your college football playoff.
Well, the CFP said they're on schedule. They're at this point, no delays. So they're staying steadfast. They'll have the rankings out, I think, next week. That'll start. And right now, the SEC has played, some teams have played 7-8 games.
SEC.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten, the Pac-12 are the ones in danger, but the ACC has played enough. The Big 12 will eventually get there, whatever that number is. I mean, if you're concerned about Ohio State and maybe a potential Oregon, I can see what you're saying. But Ohio State looks like they're on pace to play their fourth game against Indiana. All of a sudden, that's a big top 10 matchup. So we'll see that. I think as long as you can get to six for the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, you'll be fine. I don't know if you'll get to six. But if they can get there and get their title games in, that's the question.
Well, if some teams don't, they don't.
If you can get to a title game.
That doesn't shut down a season.
No, I don't think so. But I think if you're worried about, I'm not worried about the Big Ten, but a title game is what these conferences are looking for. And once you get to that title game, whatever number they think is enough games to have a title game, then you'll limp into the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be a shame if Wisconsin misses another game, they're out. So they can't miss another game. It would be a shame to see, because I'd like to see how good they are. Because they look pretty damn good. I think they might be able to contend with Ohio State. We'll see, early on. But they've been in the championship games before. And actually, they gave Ohio State a nice run last year, right? The first half, they were beating them.
Yeah. I think they got shut out in the second half.
Yeah, second half, they got shut out. But they gave them a nice run. And now with a quarterback that looks like he's pretty good, it would be a shame. There might be some teams like that. That actually maybe could have contended or were a possibility.
Wisconsin,
but you know what? That's the season. That's sometimes you'll lose a quarterback in midway through the season, and you're not as good as you were. Well, you lost your quarterback.
Well, you got entire conferences that aren't going to, like Pac-12's not going to have a shot. Personally, I don't think they have a shot anyway.
Well, Oregon might have a shot.
Oregon, but Oregon had a lot of opt outs too in their secondary, a safety, a cornerback, Penei Sewell at left tackle. Like they had some big opt outs. So. But see, they could have run through their conference and it got smoked in the playoffs. So,
yeah,
you could have done
that. That's what they and Notre Dame do.
If you have four games, I ain't taking you. If you have four games, no team should get in other than maybe Ohio State. If it ever comes to that for Ohio State, because remember the Big Ten will not make up games.
I doubt they'll take a four game.
Yeah, team. And they're already at. They'll play. It looks like they're going to play on Saturday, which would be their fourth.
Their fourth.
So they'll probably have enough. And the Pac-12 has gone to dynamic scheduling, where in the middle of the week, if it looks like two teams can't play, they'll just schedule the two teams in that equation who can. So if there's four teams affected, we'll just schedule the two who are okay. They happened last week. Cal played UCLA on 48 hours notice.
Oh well.
Right now, it looks like Colorado's. Who's actually playing pretty well under Carl Durrell, who had a late start there because Michigan State hired Mel Tucker late, they can't play their game because Arizona State's having so many issues. So you know what? Colorado State can't play either because their opponent might have an issue. So they may schedule that rivalry game, which was going to happen anyway, but couldn't because of COVID. They may schedule that today. They're in the same state, Colorado State. You may see Colorado State play Colorado, which would be the first time that's happened with a non-conference game. But that's the Pac-12 is all in on getting enough games in for their teams if they can.
And, hey, USC still got a shot. I know that they barely came back and barely beat Arizona State, but they're 2-0. You know what? Who knows? Colorado looks like they're okay at 2-0 right now. And you got Washington and Oregon that have chances.
But if they get a bunch of cancellations, they're not going. Well, those teams have to move.
No, on. Right. They started so late. They didn't give themselves.
So I'm saying, I mean, they're in, I mean, that's partially their own doing, but well, they couldn't because the states like California was locked down. Like they couldn't, they couldn't get on campus. That's not really their fault. Big Ten has, they have themselves to blame. But, did you see where, you know, what I think is going to be interesting is how the college, how the, even just the considerations that are going to be made for some of those Pac-12 teams. You talked about Colorado. I'm really curious. Maybe no one else cares, but I really do care from a university standpoint. Are they? Is their TV money tied to they have to get a certain amount of games played, or you don't get paid unless a game gets played and put on TV? Like it's got to be that, right? Every game is worth a certain amount of money. I would imagine it's just one block amount of money. But if I'm the networks, I'm not excited if I'm ABC or whoever about paying X amount of dollars for college football this year when I only get a certain amount of games that get played, and some of them may not even be the headline games. If they
well, no, look at I mean, did you, Houston and Cincinnati was the ABC 2:30 game,
right? Because of cancellation.
Because of cancellation.
Well,
so
we've seen. I was reading a Pac-12. An article about the Pac-12 scheduling to try to get all these games in. Some of it had to do with money, and I think that the networks have said, well, if you don't play that game, your conference doesn't get paid for that game.
So that's, is that how it works?
Yeah, it looks. I was looking at it because they broke it down by game and how much it would cost for it not to be played. As far as the money coming in, the networks will just not pay you for the game. So that is why they're so insistent on the dynamic scheduling. What this CFP has said, which I wonder if they would really stick to this, is that if after they select the teams for the CFP, which is on December 20th, if an outbreak occurred and it kept one of the semifinalists from playing, they wouldn't choose a replacement. So what does that mean? That means the number one seed could just have a bye into the title game if the number four couldn't play?
I guess.
I would be surprised if they're just okay with that, if it came down to it. Like if, let's just say, Clemson is number four, or Notre Dame, because they had the one loss. If they lose to Clemson in the title game, they still deem worthy. And Notre Dame has an outbreak, which they've already had. You're just going to let Alabama play no one in the semifinal?
What are you going to do?
Or you pick the number five team.
God, I'm so over this stupid-ass pandemic.
It's going to end.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I really firmly feel like the end date is you know, by...
Ooh. I got some inside information yesterday.
On that, the pandemic?
Oh, we're going to have a vaccine here very, very soon in the city of Houston.
But not for everybody.
No, but it's not far behind.
No, Pfizer has started shipping out. I read it yesterday.
Exactly who is shipping.
Yeah, Pfizer started shipping just yesterday.
Yes.
So it was in the news. It's not inside source. No.
Well, I've got inside sources.
You mean you have
even more specific.
You have an inside track to a vaccine because all your rich friends are getting it first?
Yes. Of course, they'll have it up in the suite.
I'm going to have it first.
Of course.
I'm going to have it first, and then you guys will get it probably by next June.
They're going to lop your head off first when the big revolution comes and and all of a sudden you're going to be let them eat hot dogs or whatever you're going to say
instead of cake.
Yeah, I don't like. I mean, cake is sweet.
Let them eat Kalamata
olives. What if you're diabetic?
Yeah. Right. Olives are good.
Let them eat. Oh, they're coming. Little gravy.
They're coming directly up to your pasta. Sweet. to get you.
No, they're not coming to get me.
John's going to be looked at as a collaborator because he's not.
Yeah.
He's not part of the elite. He just loves them. He's going to be looked at as a collaborator. They're going to lock
But you know what? Then I put on my ripped up jeans, and old t-shirt.
Your ripped up jeans cost $300. They don't count.
Yes, okay. True. You're just
then I'm Jovert.
They're not ripped up.
I'm infiltrated.
They've been ripped up. They're not distressed. Ripped up from overuse and overwearing. Yes. They were ripped up by the designer and clothier.
And they're not called ripped up in that case. They're called distressed. You're gonna have your distressed jeans.
Well, mine are distressed because I overwore them because I didn't have any other clothes.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Collaborator. Just watch. Just wait on it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you get the vaccine first, only because I'm just gonna make sure no one gets turned into zombies first, and then I'll take the second or third generation.
I would take the very first shot of them all. It's been proven.
I'll wait.
And Johnson, by the way, the Pfizer one went from 90 to 95 after they finished all the study. So now you have Pfizer and Moderna,
right at 95%.
Because Moderna is going to start shipping theirs out too. Yeah. So we are going to have people who are in the hospital businesses and elderly people and people with, you know, lung issue, things like that. They're going to start getting, vaccines by December.
Yeah.
They're going to get them by December.
Maybe even December 1st. One knows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one knows. Huh?
No one knows. But I tried to look up yesterday. Is this hospital publicly traded? I'm going to buy some.
Isn't that insider trading?
That would be.
Hospitals aren't publicly traded, are
they? If they're privately owned.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they're not privately owned,
but they are.
Yeah, right. And then, but there's not so.
And you might want.
I didn't make any money. I didn't make any money off the pandemic.
I made money on the.
Just so you all know,
on Moderna
because I'm a good guy.
Well, that makes us feel better about you
because I'm a good guy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, all right.
I would say just be careful about your inside information leading to potential monetary gains. There's a rule. There's a law.
Yeah, it's called insider trading. Why would you even say that out loud?
Yeah, why would you say that out loud?
Why would you say that out loud, Martha Stewart?
Because it's not publicly traded.
Martha Stewart.
So you can't catch me.
I tried to see if I could do some insider trading, but I couldn't. Microphone's on, John.
No, but I tried. But intent doesn't mean that I'm guilty.
Intent can get you in trouble.
There's some intent to distribute can get you in trouble. I don't know about intent to insider trading, though. I have no idea what the rules are on that.
I tried to inside trade, and I couldn't.
But it wouldn't allow me to.
I tried.
You guys let me know if there's any hospitals that are, because I want to trade with them inside.
Yeah.
You're telling too much, animals.
No. Listen, if I intended to, like, rob a bank, but I never did it, that's all right. I didn't do it.
John would be the guy, just like after the big Lufthansa job, he'd put on a mink coat
Jimmy would have had you hanging out. He's taking the coat off, Wendy. What are you doing? Take this off. Wendy's like, what? And the coat's coming off Wendy. Chad's ripping it off of her.
Get that.
What'd I tell you, huh? What did I tell you?
All right, so...
No big purses. Oh. It's a coach. It's a coach, Chad. It's one coat.
You, of all people, the founder of Eyelids for Kids. I heard that. Yeah.
That's actually for
you,
people.
You, of all people, worried about criminal... criminal
Giving
affairs.
Giving kids the chance to blink is criminal?
How about...
Oh, my gosh.
How about taking money from people... And under the guise of a charity.
Well, that's fraud.
That might be a crime.
Guess what? Two children now can blink and have actually wet tear ducts.
What's their names?
One is named Juan.
Juan.
And one is named...
Can we meet Juan?
Kevin. Juan and Kevin.
Are they on the website? Can we see their story?
I have to check. I'm not the webmaster.
Kevin? I would have thought it would be a DaQuambo or something.
No, it's not a DaQuambo, which is a combination of Dikembe and Mutombo.
Yeah.
No, DaQuambo.
All the DaQuambos.
Like there couldn't be a DaQuambo.
No,
okay.
Not for Eyelids for Kids. All those DaQuambos are currently being drafted in the NBA.
Yeah. Look at
all the Nigerians getting drafted yesterday.
Oh my God! It was nothing but a Nigerian family.
Were you waving your flag on the couch?
No, but I was like, that's another one.
Dude, in the NFL, a lot of the prospects this year, a much higher percentage than I seem to remember are of Nigerian descent as well.
Even kids.
Your people, Dale, well, 25% of your people are starting to take over sports.
Even the kids who have Americanized name, they may have some way, shape, or form Nigerian descent. It's a takeover.
It is a take. It's a Nigerian takeover.
And the Heat have Bam, who's Nigerian, and they drafted another kid who's like a a clone of Bam from Memphis.
Although the Nigerian kids now, they do not speak like this.
That's not Nigerian. What was that?
That's Nigerian.
No, it wasn't.
The kids now.
That was Middle Eastern.
The kids. No.
What?
I did not.
Yeah.
Speak. No,
Indian.
That's not what it was.
It was Indian. Yes, it was.
It is very close,
no.
though.
No, it's not the same.
So anyway, the kids now, you know, oh, this kid's from Nigeria. And then when he talks, and it's like, oh, you're not like your parents Nigerian.
No, his parents are from Nigeria, and they
your
were born in America.
Probably don't like your musical tastes. Mm. Is that true? Because you, on the text, you said we had an interesting text exchange between you and Raheel about Nigerian parents. Like, when a kid gets drafted into the NBA, are Nigerian parents proud, or are they just less ashamed that they're not being a lawyer or engineer or whatever?
Well, Raheel said in his very sensitive ways.
Yeah, very sensitive.
He said, I was saying all the Nigerians in the draft, but with all those sad stories connected. Raheel said, I'm surprised when the parents didn't cut the interview and scold the kid for not going higher in the draft. I said, they got that all out of the way when the kid said, I'm going to play basketball instead of being an engineer. They got all the scolding out of the way. Now they're all four. You saw those parents. They were thrilled. Because, you know, cut them checks. Cutting them checks.
It pays more than engineers sometimes.
And you know what?
Sometimes.
And you know what? It didn't cost them to send the kid to school either, because he got a basketball scholarship.
How about that?
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it working out.
Well, wouldn't they get a fresh one if they didn't get an academic scholarship?
I don't know about a fresh one. My dad used to, like, pull me up by the ears.
He did?
Yeah.
You didn't get a fresh one?
No, I got the switch. Oh, yeah. It was never a fresh one, though.
I got a fresh one when I came home with a D. Hey, dumbass. That's what D stands for. That's what D stands for.
Hey, D for dumbass? Hey,
D for dumbass.
I feel like it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair.
It's fair. It is fair.
It's fair. You don't get a D unless you're not trying.
No. How about Jeff Van Gundy on the show? People, he doesn't even play golf, and he bid $2,000 to play with me in the foursome on December 3rd. Do you want to up that? Let's go. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. It all goes to, the proceeds are going to ProVision. ProVision. That's the benefactor. So we got $2,000 in already. That's the bid. That's where the bid is right now. And if you want to up it, let's go.
Look, and if you don't have that type of change, understand, you can still help out and play, or just plan a tournament. Mm-hmm. You can go to
ESPN975.com
and get the information where you can play. We're providing food and free beer from St. Arnold's. It'll be a Wildcat, as John said, December 3rd. That's a Thursday. So maybe you don't want to play with John. I understand that. It is John.
Right.
But if you just want to play golf with your buddies,
you totally understand not wanting to play with me.
Oh, no one wants to spend money on John.
Yeah.
Understood. But you can also just play golf.
Well, the money isn't being spent on me. It's for the kids. Okay.
Well, so, yeah, and let's clean this up, because Tom in downtown there's some confusion out there right now. I thought the Wildcat foursome bid that Coach was getting on was for eyelids for kids. Didn't you say there was benefiting a vision charity? No, it's ProVision, ProVision.com. You can go to their website, but it is ProVision, but it's not eyelids for kids.
It's not eyelids for kids.
Eyelids for kids.
You're going to keep leaning into your fraud, I see.
No, it's not a fraud. It's not. I'm a consultant. If they're doing something untowards,
no, you are the.
It's on them.
Have you returned the money?
To the charity.
To Venmo. The people who Venmoed you money for eyelids for kids. Did you give them
the charity? I didn't ask for people to send me.
Yes, you
69
did.
Cents.
You asked for. You asked for money though.
I mean, I'll get out my Venmo again if you guys want.
No,
I'm not going to trade it. I'm not going to do any kind of insider trading.
Stop taking money from people on this. Oh my goodness.
You should stop.
Oh my goodness. 713-780-3776.
By the way, so Dustin goes, LOL, the vaccine hasn't even been approved by the FDA yet. It can't ship without approval. Everyone knows.
LOL, it's shipped.
Pfizer and Moderna, it was in the news yesterday. It literally was leaving yesterday because they know they're getting emergency authorization. Yeah. Moderna's going to get it. The efficacy rate of 94.5% is better than anything expected. You have to hit 50% for it to even be considered. 80 was their goal. They got to 95% for two of them. They're both getting emergency authorization.
It may not be widely distributed yet until the FDA approves, but it's going out to
people.
It's going
to be distributed.
And Reagan says, credit your president for vaccine work, for his vaccine work.
Except that
Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, except that Pfizer said, yeah, he had nothing to do with it.
Mm.
they immediately were like, look, we don't want to get this. We don't want to make this politicized.
No, he did. No.
Well,
the one thing
he didn't
did,
have anything to do with it.
No, I mean, he tried
Listen,
to take
You know
credit.
What had to do with it?
We want money. No, no. But the Warp Speed thing was a good initiative he did.
Yeah.
Operation Warp Speed,
but,
whether it's him or whoever.
No,
that
but what
was
I'm
a,
saying, Pfizer said we, it had to happen. We took no money from Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
Well, that, okay, neither here nor there.
No, right.
You know,
they did
what,
not.
You know what was the biggest incentive for all these companies? Money.
But
that
you know
was
what?
The biggest incentive.
They're going to make money, but not as much as you. Not as much as you
well,
think.
Their stock. You know
no,
their stock.
No, going. Don't do this.
What?
Somebody just paid me $20 for eyelids for kids.
Oh, my God.
I don't. I'm not asking for your eyelid you, for kid
okay.
money.
Mm. You just said
I mean, this is $20. It's one thing for 69 cents to come in. Yeah, I get it. You did a 69 joke. This is 20. I like this
well,
one.
It seems profitable.
It could just disappear at any time. I need this out of my account.
It seems profitable.
I don't need eyelid for kid donations, guys. Oh, you know what? Actually, the deadline for donating has passed.
Oh, that's no. that's a yeah. shame.
Why? Because they ran out of eyelids?
No, what? They stopped donations
in
November.
They ran out of the foreskin?
No, they stopped donations in November, and that's only part of. They also take elbow skin.
You remember that is how the eyelids
And they take
kids.
Them off cadaver. They
From
do,
Tim
but also
Tebow's
they take
work.
It off cadavers Tim and also elbow skin.
Tim
it's
Tebow
all
was circumcising kids in third world countries. And
I mean, that was a long time ago now.
Dusty
well, they
Baker's.
Kept out. They kept them frozen.
Did you guys see Dusty Baker's elbow? That could put eyelids on 100 kids.
Oh. Well, here's something you know, else is that's going on. You know what? If you've got issues, whether it's back, it's hip, it's whether you've got anxiety issues, whether you've got inflammation, whether you've got rheumatism, when you whatever it is that you have, the people over at CBD American Shaman, they are experts at what you need, which CBD oil you need, which is best for you. And right now, man, they got a deal going on at 30% up until the first of the month, the 30th here. You got 30% off. And listen, on Black Friday, walk into one of the CBD American Shaman stores and get a free bottle. Free bottle on Black Friday. That's how good it is. Plus, if you want to get a gift card for somebody, a $100 gift card, yeah, actually, it's $120. You get $120 worth of gift card for just $100. So all that is going on at CBD American Shaman because it is, they want this word out. They got 31 stores around. It's the best. It's science. Mixed with CBD oil, it's the best of science technology because it's water soluble. Oil's not water soluble. This one is. So it is different. CBD American Shaman. You can find the location nearest you at shopcbdtx.com. Shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so we've been doing basketball. We had Coach Van Gundy on. We've been talking. Lance is trying to go to prison. He's getting money from people for eyelids for kids. We haven't. The headline story this morning is Jamie Root announcing that Jack Easterby will not be the team GM.
season ticket holder call.
Right, a season ticket holder call. It was asked about Jesse Isaac used to be, and Jamie Root said, nah, he's too busy. He knows he doesn't know personnel. He's not up for the general manager job, although it was said that he was up for the job. But he says Jack would be the first person to tell you he's not a personnel guy. He says he doesn't have enough time in the day. He's working on sports science, working on nutrition. Spread the word. Jack has no intentions of being the general manager. That is great, 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 great news. So now Jack is still going to be a part of the organization. Now, whether – here's the deal is, you know, when that general manager – I think maybe this will allay some of the fears of some of the general managers out there that Jack Easterby is not trying to usurp their power. He is not trying to, another coup, another takeover. That he wants to just do his part for the organization, whatever that is.
Hopefully. I think what they're going to find out, though, is when they – if guys come in for an interview, they're going to say, so what does the structure look like? And, okay, it's going to be – and this is what they'll be told from what I've been told. Okay, it's Cal and then Jack and then you. So Jack is between me and the owner? Yeah, but he's just doing sports science and nutrition.
No,
answer to him.
I don't believe that.
I've been told that's Jack's plan.
Well, no.
To be president, to be elevated to president of
football operations. Jamie Roots is the president of the team.
Football operations.
President of the football operations.
Two presidents, football operations and business.
Well, if that is the case, then you're going to really have a hard time. Unless it's Scott Pioli.
I know. If you get Scott Pioli, listen, you better just get used to Jack Easterby, because if Jack Easterby survives this, he then will be in a position where he will not go anywhere. Now, if he doesn't hurt the team at all, if he's not making personnel moves, if he's not but what I am worried a little bit about is what's it like in the building? Are people afraid that he's going to whack them? He's always going through his charts of character and his charts of your competency, and people get fired. Like, can Jack just randomly just fire people whenever?
Well,
is that
his
thing?
He's the president of your organization. He can do whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Wants.
I mean, that would concern me. I can say that, well, as long as he's not making any moves. But the concern is going to be, how much power does this guy have? Like, a GM is going to want to know, how much power is he going to have? Can he step in and alter what I'm trying to do? And the answer would be, yes, if he's between you and the owner, he can say whatever he wants to the owner.
Well, now, that's what you've heard. Let's not assume that that's gospel, okay? We can't. I mean, that's what you've heard that Jack would like, but maybe Cal's going to say, nah, that's not how we're organized.
What would your assumption be, though? What would the favorite be?
Assumption would be that Jack is going to be – Jack is going to do this stuff over here. Jack is going to be a character coach. Jack is going to do nutrition. He's going to be in charge of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And that's, I think, that
what
actually we've heard that says Jack wants to do. I don't have to go to Jack Easterby and tell him, I want to acquire this player.
Hold on, what if he picks the candidates for the GM?
Well, I don't believe that's Jed Hughes. Well, I don't believe that that's the case either.
Why don't you believe that?
Because, well, I had heard that actually Jack is not picking the general manager.
No, I don't know that he is, but you can say these are the three guys. Look, Jack has masterminded some things. I feel like you're selling him very, very short here, what he's capable of doing with Cal.
Well, that's the question. And my theory is this, is that maybe Jed Hughes comes back and says, well, because of Jack Easterby, we're having a hard time here, guys. We're having a real hard time here because of Jack Easterby. And quite frankly, Cal was in on all those meetings when Jack Easterby was behind getting Tunsil and not giving him a long-term deal before you actually made the trade. He was in there pounding his fist for the stuff that Bill O'Brien wanted. Maybe someday Cal is going to wake up and say, you know what? Jack was complicit
cool
in all
story,
of this.
Bro. Once he pulls himself out of personnel, you're not going to get rid of Jack Easterby. Once he can be in a position of power and not be responsible for any of the picks, then he is Teflon. You can't touch him then.
Well, Cal can always.
There's no reason to.
Well, there might be. I mean, Cal might go, well, you know what, Jack? This hasn't worked out. At some point, Cal might go, this
I'm saying
has
if he's not in a
position. And then again, Jamie it might Roots be Jack Easterby is going to be doing his job over there and let the general manager do his damn job. If I'm the general manager, I don't have to run to Jack Easterby before I talk to Cal.
But if Jack has a direct line to Cal, is what I'm saying, that's always going to be dangerous. And it's going to be something, you said it yourself, if that's the case, it's not something that good candidates are going to be comfortable with.
Well, speaking of good candidates, Matt Miller, Bleacher Report writes, he was told by multiple agents who represent several top candidates for the job that the Houston gig is one no one wants. Said one agent, you have to look at every job as maybe the only opportunity you'll get, so maybe you jump early on one you don't love. But the thing about being a GM that's different than a coach is that you really get one chance. And if it doesn't work out, you're fired and out of the league. There aren't many second-time hires for a GM job, so you better get it right when deciding where you want to work. They go on to talk about how Deshaun is an actual positive for the job, but concerns about ownership and the influence of Jack used to be a former team chaplain who now wields a large amount of power are valid and could push away the best candidates.
And guess what? If Jed Hughes says we can't find him, Jack, I guarantee you can say, that's funny because I've got three right here. Scott Pioli, Matt, whatever, Borgonzi from Kansas City. I had someone tell me, you want me to tell you who your next GM and coach is going to be? I said, yeah. He goes, Borgonzi, because they have the same agent. He went down the list of agents, and he goes, okay, Jack will hire this guy because that's his agent. And then from a coach standpoint, they could go with another, I think it's Bob Lamont. They could go with another Bob Lamont client, which would be, I can't remember if it's Josh. No, it's not Josh McDaniel. It's Brian Daboll. So he said, if you want to go a clean sweep, Jack's agent is Bob Lamont. So if you want to go a clean sweep, it's going to be Bob Lamont. Because this stuff happens a lot more than people think.
Oh, no, it happens all the time.
Bob Lamont is the agent. So Jack Easterby will hire Matt Borgonzi from Kansas City. And then the head coach will be Brian Daboll, who I've heard really wants a job from the Buffalo Bills. He said, there's your next general manager and head coach. I'm like, it can't be that simple. He goes, it can be.
Do you know how
it often is?
Do you know how often it happens at universities? The president has the agent, which is the same agent as as their athletic director.
Happens a lot.
And it's the same as their head coach. Though. It's not. It's a dirty little secret.
It's
in
not
college
talked
athletics.
About publicly, but when this guy told me, here's who your next GMs or your next GM candidates are, and he goes, Borgonzi. That's perfect. They've got a reputation. They've been together. And then I can't remember if Daboll, you got Josh McDaniels. I've heard Eric Bieniemy does not consider Houston a good job. Somebody close to Bieniemy told me.
Well, Bieniemy is a top candidate.
Third or fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jobs that are going to open would consist of Houston, Atlanta. There's a belief that Jacksonville,
the Jets.
Detroit. Jets head coaching job is going to open, not GM.
No.
And then, you know, and honestly, that Jets job may be something that people, before it was like,
you see their
why
picks?
Would I, but you got picks, you got Trevor Lawrence, like that may be something that people actually look at.
Now. No, I think it's a much better job than the Texans job. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the most attractive job out there with Trevor Lawrence.
That sounds good. And they got a lot of work to do, though.
Yeah, they got a lot of work to do.
But you look at Atlanta. Matt Ryan is old.
But listen, when Trevor Lawrence gets there, if I'm a receiver, I wouldn't mind going to New York. And oh, by the way, I'm in New York. And oh, by the way, we got a new head coach that's exciting, whoever that might be, if it is Eric Bieniemy or whomever. Trevor Lawrence.
You're in New Jersey.
You're in Jersey, but it's you're in the New York market. But man, that's a much more attractive job than the Texans job.
Detroit. It's better than Detroit.
Yeah, well, Detroit, you had to lose.
Detroit is a complete reset also. Yeah. That'll be a reset with Matt Patricia.
It's actually not a bad football team. Detroit. Who? Detroit's not a bad football team.
No, they've got some. Well, you always look at the core players, like who is in their mid to young 20s who are guys that are on the way up. And that's how you look at it. And Detroit actually has some of those guys. They actually do. I mean, they've got Jeffrey Okuda. They have DeAndre Swift. They got an okay offensive line. Their linebacker will be gone. Hall, is it Jared Hall? No, from Florida.
Jared Davis.
Yeah. I think Jared Davis will be gone. They're not really that happy with him. I mean, look, it's not a great job, but you got Galladay and Marvin Jones are good wide receivers. Like you do have a chance. Yeah. There is some stuff that you can work with there.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans don't really have a viable plus wide receiving core. If Will Fuller leaves, and even if he stays, we know the issues there. They don't have a viable running back group. The offensive line right now has become a question mark.
All their groups,
which
are.
Which is a concern.
All their groups are.
Yeah,
a
you're
concern.
Right. The Houston job, and then you throw Jack Easterby in the mix, and no first or second round pick. As we are definitely not getting the first choice.
We're
not going to be a first or second. Now, 2 years ago, I would have told you absolutely Deshaun Watson. Now, Deshaun Watson's not enough to make you go. oh, well, I can't wait to get to Houston. I mean, that's a great spot. Mm-mm, not anymore. Houston is going to, they're going to be getting the fourth best, fifth best candidates. And remember, there's going to be a certain group of people who say, if I don't get this job, I'm not taking another job. I'm not going to consider, you know, somebody may say, if I don't get the Atlanta job, I'm not considering the Texans job. So good candidates, it's not like they want to throw their names in a hat for all of them. That's not how it works. There are only certain guys who will consider themselves for certain jobs. And I really worry that Houston's going to get tier three. Or guys who are like maybe Trent Baalke, you know, maybe guys who have done it before who want to get back in. That's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
You know, Trent Baalke went to a Super Bowl.
You'll be able to find some. I mean, that's, it's NFL jobs. There's, I've only, heard 30, that, there's only 32 of them. Somebody will take
it. I've heard that
hopefully it's somebody decent.
I've heard that, Atlanta.
Dimitroff?
Dang it. Thomas Dimitroff, that he may just take a year off completely. I think he's got money coming too. So he may take a year off, go do TV, and then reconsider. So it's a scary time to, because if they don't get this hiring right, I mean, it's, you got to have somebody who's really sharp. You don't have a first
and
second round.
Can Rafael Stone do both? Because I see he...
Boy, Jeff Van Gundy had said, if you guys missed Jeff Van Gundy interview, you need to go back and listen to it starting at 7:32 and just listen to the first hour. But he had very favorable things to say about Rafael Stone. Mm-hmm. He goes, he was really sharp when I talked to him.
Well, and there's other stuff we haven't talked about yet, but need to. Let's get Ron in here before we take a break here on ESPN 97.5. He wants to defend Lance. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, I was just calling to say hi to my good old buddy Lance. He's done many great things for us in America, for the LFK Foundation. And I just wanted to thank him publicly after all the shame you guys have given him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. EFK. You know, your foreskin on eyes has really changed a lot of kids' lives.
Thanks.
And here in Australia, the kangaroos and the koalas, they're not as giving as the people in America. And I just wanted to make sure you guys know that.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Eyelids for kids. That's why EFK, and as I mentioned, it did originate in Australia.
Yeah, so send Lance, Venmo Lance money.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Eyelids for kids.
See? Thank you. You see? It's not kids. Me. It's our own
no, that's
song.
Not it, though.
We didn't take it from Safe Flight Repairs.
Yeah, you didn't. Hey, Ron, you mentioned the koalas and
hang up on him. I don't want him to answer questions.
And kangaroos aren't as giving as America's.
I just punched a kangaroo this morning, Mike.
You punched one, huh? Are we getting...
Is that a euphemism? I was punching the kangaroo?
Possibly. Are we getting donations from circumcisions in Australia for the eyelids for kids? How's that... Is Australia importing them or exporting them?
All donations are anonymous.
Okay.
I can't say.
You can't say.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we don't... Yeah. And you always focus on that and never the cadavers. You know? You always focus on the foreskin kids.
Well, you brought them up.
Well, running out of foreskin, so got to hurry.
The droopy eyelids. You always talk about that.
Yeah. Unless it's morning, then all of a sudden they pop up.
I've never said droopy eyelids. That's what you said.
It's 8:44 ESPN.
Thanks, Ron.
Then you can't close your eyes?
Yeah.
Same problems.
Hey. This thing. In the morning, my eyelids are all awake.
Never needs an alarm.
8:45. Take a break.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Looks like Fox Sports Regional Networks are going to be Bally Sports. How about that? Like Bally the casino? Bally? Bally Sports Midwest. Bally Sports. B-A-L-L-Y.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just like Bally's.
You sell, they're selling the name. And My man, must be a big deal.
So here's the
That's got to be a big deal.
So here's the thing that I find interesting. We all know that for professional sports, and especially football, they're going to lose a lot of revenue this year. For them, and to keep paying, you know, quarterbacks $40 million a year and whatnot, they're going to have an influx of capital, because you're going to start seeing some advertisers who don't have the same money. TV deals at some point are going to go the other way. And we all know that gambling is that panacea. If they have professional gambling, the influx of money is, I mean, you're going to see a $60 million quarterback within the next 15 years.
Yeah.
For sure. 10.
I mean,
if the gambling money comes. But let me ask you this. How can you have pro football gambling if you don't have every state on board? You can't. It has to be legal nationally. It has to be legal in the state of Texas. Texas has two football teams. There's states where gambling is not legal. How can you have sports betting?
You can gamble here. What do you mean?
Well, I guess you can bet on...
My bookie here.
No, there's no sports betting. No, you're not... They're offshore. That's why you can
Right. But you
the NFL would have ownership of... They'd have a certain percentage of ownership. They need sports gambling to become legal in Texas. And so what you could see is all the people who fight Texas becoming a legal gambling state. And it's Bible Belt. It's not Bible Belt. It's Lobby Belt. No. It's the lobbyists from Vegas, from Louisiana, from Oklahoma, from whoever, but especially Vegas, who don't want all this Texas money to stop coming to where they are. And look, Louisiana and Oklahoma would get hit. Vegas is still going to be fine.
Listen, if the NFL does a national deal and DraftKings decides we're going to do sports gambling, then they're going to have a national deal and they're going to get paid big money. Bally's is paying $85 million to Sinclair, and Sinclair also gets a small stake in Bally's.
Sinclair, the broadcast network?
Yeah, Sinclair is, I guess, owns Fox Sports anyway. So they're getting
the brothers own the little place with the crab cakes that you go to, but down by where you used to live, Lock Bar.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're the sons of the guy who owns Sinclair Broadcast.
Oh, okay.
The sons run Lock Bar.
Yeah. So anyway, Fox Sports, could Fox Sports Kansas City become FanDuel Sports Kansas City? Listen, they're going to put their names on all this. $85 million over 10 years just for St. Louis's Fox Sports.
Yeah.
So you're going to put your name on everything. We teased it before we went to break. It was very interesting that Jeff Van Gundy said that Russell Westbrook was part of the interview process. Not only part of the process, asking questions, sat down, was very into it, was very intuitive, was very forthcoming, was very interested in everything that Jeff Van Gundy had to say to find out whether or not he... So that dismisses everybody who says that the stars were not part of the process. That just destroyed everybody. Well, they don't want to be here anymore because they weren't part of the process. But Jeff Van Gundy said, now maybe they didn't take their recommendation, but they were definitely part of the process.
And he didn't mention James, but he mentioned Russ.
No, just Russ was mentioned. You think that if Russ got the invite and James didn't?
They say James hasn't even taken calls from Steven Silas. He's not taking calls from anybody with the organization as of a couple days ago. I know that James was reaching out to someone who has a gym, and James was asking to, but he didn't do it on time. This gym is occupied by a team. But
what this tells me is two different. Okay, so whether I'm sure James was the invitation was if it was offered to Russ, it was certainly offered to James, and James didn't take it, which says that James might not want to be around here. It does say this, that maybe Russ does. Maybe all this talk about Russ wanting out of here. Well, or maybe the writing's on the wall. James isn't going to be here. I'm going to be here, and I want to be part of the process. The other thing is that that is malarkey that they didn't want the guys part of the process because Russ was definitely a part of the process. But the other thing is that maybe Russ, Jeff Van Gundy said it, they might not have chosen the guy that you wanted, but they did listen to you and they did make you part of the process. And maybe it is stinging to them that Ty Lue's not their guy, that Steven Silas was the pick. No, but we also heard behind the scenes that the guys like Steven Silas.
Yeah. I know. That's what I think this is all. I don't really believe a lot of what I'm hearing. Have you noticed that there's so many different things that are thrown out right now? I think you want everything to be thrown out. This just tells you that these guys want to leave. You want every excuse thrown out there that you can. You want everything possible. Trump, we didn't get a thing in the process. They're not trying to win. The owner's
wait a minute.
Cheap.
Two guys now, Dreamshake and Jackie, are saying, did he say that it was in the bubble that he was talking to Russ or in the interview process?
I thought he texted during the interview process.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah.
I had a chance to, he said Russ was very intelligent, and I thought he said he had a chance to visit with Russ.
He said he asked questions, and they're very direct. Why would Russ be asking questions of Jeff?
Yeah, I thought it was the interview process.
I think it was the interview process. I was listening to a lot of stuff yesterday as the draft was going on, and the thought was posed that Russ got wind that James wanted out and said, you ain't going to leave me here by myself.
Yeah.
I'm out. Look, you brought me here, but then it appears
that
you want no part of it.
Makes some sense.
So I'm going to get it out there first. Get me out here because I'm not going to be here.
Well, then
myself.
Why would he be part of the interview
process? Well, the interview process happened how long ago? And now this Russ thing came out, what, a week and a half? It hasn't been that long ago that we heard about Russ.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, that he got wind that James was not going to. He got wind that, what, James isn't even here? James isn't taking calls? You ain't going to leave me here by myself. Find me a way out. So who knows? I don't know the timeline from the time Russ was talking to Jeff Van Gundy directly to when allegedly he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought too. Now, those two both heard differently than we heard, but I thought Jeff Van Gundy said Russ was part of the interview process. So
that's what it seemed like to me.
That's what it seemed like to me too. And he was asking questions of Jeff Van Gundy.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's telling about Russ, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Well, yeah, Russ wanted to be part of this thing. He wanted to know, and he wanted to be involved. And the Rockets apparently were like, yeah, we'd love for you to be involved. We're not going to guarantee we make the choice that you like. Who knows what Russell Westbrook really wanted? But he was, and probably rightfully so, allowed to be in there asking questions and getting answers.
Yeah, I mean, James. I heard James said, "Well, you're going to have the interview at Onyx."
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't hear.
He did not want to have the interview at Onyx. I'm not going to say he didn't want that to happen, but I don't think he made that request.
You don't know.
Do you know for sure that it did happen?
No, but I rumor.
From who?
I heard a rumor.
You put
they're
in my
saying
head.
It. Who's they?
In
no, they're
your head. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
saying. They're saying that that happened.
Yeah,
This is why I can't reveal my source. This is why when people are like, "Man, John Granato said, well, I don't believe this." This is a reason people sometimes may not believe. What
doesn't
you
have
say.
A blue check mark. That's why.
Well, or you just alluded to that James wanted the interview process to go on at a strip club.
Oh,
maybe that's
oh,
what,
is that? Oh, that's so unbelievable, Dale.
Well, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but what I'm saying is when you say things like that,
I heard it
from who.
My source.
Your source is your own head. Okay.
Could have happened. You don't know. So, well, don't poo-poo it. You don't know.
You're not allowed to say it could. Yeah, you're right, because I don't talk to James, so I can't ask him specifically if he asked it or not. But you're just saying, well, it could have happened.
For 3 minutes, John and Dell have argued about whether it could have happened that James asked for a meeting at Onyx.
I'm saying it did happen.
That's a three-minute argument.
No, I'm arguing
whether it could have happened or couldn't happen.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing about his process of going, well,
you don't know that it
didn't
happen.
It's
tried and true, my
brother. He just looped you. You see what happens? He drags you in way more than you even realize.
No, I'm not dumb.
John's
I know what he's
playing
doing.
The long game on you.
Lance, we got 4 hours to kill. What else are we going to do? We got 4 hours. What else are we going to do?
It's actually a really good point. Sometimes you just got to entertain John's buffoonery.
Yeah, why not?
So, you know what? Sometimes when you have time to kill, you might be thinking about, look, it's like a 42-minute drive for me. From Houston to Angleton. And I say that because that's where Craig DeSurf is. Now, he's coming up from Angleton here to Houston. I'm going to record some new spots for him because there's a lot of new options going on right now. There's a lot of new programs going on. Every month they get a new program, which means dealer cash back, finance rates, customer cash allowance. There's all these different types of – and they're not – I mean, they're just basically specials. You think about – coupons you get for something that comes out different every week, every month. These are like really, really beneficial coupons for your car or for your pickup truck or for your SUV. If you want to check them out for yourself, you go to LanceZCars.com, and some of them will be there. Now, not all of them will be on the site for you to, you know, on the opening slider that you're going to see right there on the website. So you need to ask the salespeople, listen, what are the best programs that you have available? Because one of the things they'll do for you, like they did for me, is say, right now, this isn't the best that I think we're going to see. Why don't we wait on that Chevy Traverse or on that GMC Sierra pickup truck? Why don't we wait on the Buick Enclave or Encore? And they will be honest with you so that you get the best rates available. You get the best deals available. Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You can shop online at LanceZCars.com, and I promise you will love your experience and you'll love the vehicles they have at Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, GMC.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.